KJAN Sports.
It's time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. The Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association announced its 2020 All-State Baseball teams. Class 4A, among the players that made one of the first three teams locally, was Jonah Pomeranke, an outfielder from Lewis Central. The junior was named to the second team All-State squad. In Class 3A, among the participants, among the selections, on the third team was pitcher Connor Bruck of Harlan, the senior named to the third team. Many more players in 2A and 1A from around our region named to the All-State squads. In Class 2A, Truman Hocamp of Kemper Catholic, a senior outfielder, was named as a first-team All-State selection. Three players were named to the second team, including Kemper Catholic's Kyle Berg, a senior catcher. Nick Ravlin, a senior shortstop from Underwood, was a second-team All-State selection. And Blake Hall of Underwood, a junior, was named as a utility player to the second team. A couple of other players named to the third-team All-State in 2A. Nate McCombs of Trainer, a senior pitcher, was a third-team selection, along with first baseman Sam Porter of AHSTW, the senior named to the third team. In Class 1A, among the first-team selections, three players from St. Albert: Isaac Sherrill, a junior first baseman, Lance Wright, a senior outfielder, and Cy Patterson, a junior, was a utility selection. They were all on the first-team All-State squad. Their teammate Jeff Miller, a senior outfielder, was named to the second team. And in Class 1A, a couple of third-team selections locally. Bedford's Brennan Seifert, a senior pitcher, was a third-team selection. And Tyler Vandewater, a catcher from Nottoway Valley and a senior, he was named as a third-team All-Stater in Class 1A this year by the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association. Well, the St. Louis Cardinals continue to have their schedule altered after eight players tested positive for the coronavirus. Major League Baseball has announced that the Cardinals' scheduled Thursday doubleheader against the Detroit Tigers has been postponed. MLB and the Cards believe it is prudent to continue additional testing while players and staff are quarantined before the team returns to play. MLB has seen 29 games postponed by the coronavirus, 15 of those involving the Cardinals. All-star catcher Yadier Molina is among the Redbirds who have tested positive for COVID-19. Cleveland Indians manager Terry Francona will return to the team today against the Cubs after missing more than a week so he could deal with gastrointestinal conditions. Francona's missed Cleveland's past eight games with the gastrointestinal issue, which has bothered him since spring training. The 61-year-old skipped the Indians' weekend trip to Chicago to get extra rest. Athletics outfielder Ramon Laureano says Astros hitting coach Alex Cintron made a crude remark about his mother that prompted a benches-clearing incident Sunday. Laureano said Cintron began jawing at him when Laureano reacted angrily after being hit by a pitch from Houston rookie Humberto Castellanos. Athletics manager Bob Melvin wants Cintron punished harshly by Major League Baseball. Also around the league, Diamondbacks ace Madison Bumgarner has been placed on the 10-day injured list with a mild back strain. The lefty allowed six runs on five hits in two innings against the Padres on Sunday to remain winless since signing a five-year, $85 million deal. Indian starter Mike Clevinger will be quarantined to undergo testing for violating COVID-19 protocols during the team's weekend trip to Chicago. On Sunday, Indians right-hander Zach Plesac was also sent home from Chicago in a rental car after he went out with friends following his start on Saturday, a violation of the team's code of conduct. The Rays have placed right-hander Charlie Morton on the 10-day injured list due to inflammation in his pitching shoulder. Mets hurler Marcus Stroman has opted out of the rest of the season due to concerns over the pandemic. Stroman was recovering from a torn calf muscle and was in line to possibly make his season debut next week against the Marlins in Miami. He's also scheduled to become a free agent after this season and is the second Met to opt out of the season, joining outfielder Yoenis Cespedes. Dodgers reliever Joe Kelly's been placed on the 10-day injured list with right shoulder inflammation. He hasn't allowed a run over 6 1/3 innings in seven games this season. Well, the Washington Nationals entered Monday's action with a .236 batting average and were ranked next to last in the majors with 10 home runs. The defending World Series champs broke out in a big way by pummeling Steven Matz and the New York Mets as Drubal Cabrera homered twice as part of the Nats' 17-hit attack in a 16-4 thrashing of the Mets. Cabrera was 4-for-4 with 5 RBIs and 3 runs scored for the Nationals, who had scored just 4 runs in dropping their previous 3 completed games. Elsewhere around the majors, the Angels ended the Athletics' 9-game win streak as Mike Trout ripped a solo homer in the 8th inning to lead Los Angeles to a 10-9 victory. Trout homered twice. Lance McCullers carried a no-hitter into the 7th inning in the Astros' 6-4 win over the Giants. The no-hit bid ended when Donovan Solano hit a 2-out double to run his hitting streak to 15 games. Six pitchers combined on a four-hitter to carry the Padres past the Dodgers 2-1. Didi Gregorius launched a grand slam, and Bryce Harper blasted a three-run shot in the Phillies' 13-8 pounding of the Braves. Cole Calhoun cracked a solo homer and had three RBIs when the Diamondbacks beat the Rockies 12-8. Nico Goodrum was 4-for-4 with a solo homer and two runs scored in the Tigers' fourth straight win, 5-1 against the White Sox. Kevin Kiermaier hit a tie-breaking two-run double in the seventh inning, and Manuel Margot had four of the Rays' 16 hits and an 8-7 win over the Red Sox. Eddie Rosario belted a grand slam in the third inning, and the Twins stopped a four-game skid, downing the Brewers 4-2, and the Mariners rolled to a 10-2 win at Texas. Iowa head football coach Kirk Ferentz addressed his team on Monday during a wild day of speculation that the fall football season would be canceled by the Big Ten.
Just a couple things. First of all, I just want to compliment everybody here. Really, since March 13th, everybody's world has been upside down, and a lot of crazy things. You guys done a really good job being away from the building, coming back, talking about program improvements, training that you've done. Certainly, last couple weeks, walkthroughs, practices. So everybody's done a really good job there, and appreciate that. It hasn't been easy, and it's tough, especially when you don't know what's in front of you. Yeah, and that's kind of still where we're at, but talk about that. As I said this morning, one thing that's really clear, the players want to play, you guys all want to play, and I know as a coaching staff, we want to coach it. So, that hasn't changed.
Reports say Big Ten presidents are set to meet today to vote on a potential cancellation. So will there be any college football this season? The Mountain West has become the second FBS conference to postpone its football season, punting on the fall with an eye toward playing in the spring. A person involved in that decision told the Associated Press that the Mountain West would not play any sports in the fall. The 12-team Mountain West joins the Mid-American Conference as leagues from the higher tier of NCAA Division I football to bail on the fall football season and hope to make a go of it in the spring. The Mountain West features Boise State, Air Force, and San Diego State, each of which were ranked at some point last year. A Big Ten spokesman said no votes on fall sports had been taken by its presidents and chancellors as of Monday afternoon, and the powerful Southeastern Conference made clear it was not yet ready to shutter its fall season. However, SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey posted on Twitter that he doesn't know if college football can be played during the coronavirus pandemic. Also, President Donald Trump has joined Nebraska Republican Senator Ben Sasse and a number of coaches in the push to save the college football season from a pandemic-forced shutdown. A growing number of athletes have spoken out in support of saving the season. Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh says the Wolverines have shown players can be safe after they return to school. Sasse wrote a letter to Big Ten school presidents and chancellors saying that players will likely be safer with football than without because of the structure and discipline of football programs. Old Dominion is canceling its fall sports season because of the coronavirus pandemic. President John Broderick said he knows student-athletes and fans will be disappointed, but he said playing posed too great a risk. Well, the Florida Panthers will have a new general manager next season, making the announcement that Dale Tallon is leaving the franchise after 10 years. Tallon's contract as president of hockey operations and general manager expired July 1st. It was extended by Panthers owner Vincent Viola to get through the remainder of a season that was stretched out by the coronavirus pandemic. The Panthers were eliminated from the playoffs on Friday, falling to the New York Islanders in four games. The Rangers won a second phase of the NHL draft lottery, and they'll have the first overall pick, giving them a shot at selecting Alexis Lafreniere. The Rangers were among eight teams that lost in the qualifying round of the playoffs with a chance to claim quite a consolation prize. The league's bottom seven teams ended up not winning the first phase of the lottery in June. Well, the Phoenix Suns continued their stunning winning streak since the NBA restart. The Suns are 6-0 at Lake Buena Vista following a convincing 128-101 thumping of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Also, the Raptors beat the Bucks 114-106. The Lakers finally pick up a win 124-121 over the Nuggets. Also, the Miami Heat a 114-92 winner over the Pacers, and the Mavericks picked up a 122-114 win over the Jazz. 2004 U.S. Open champion Svetlana Kuznetsova is adding her name to the growing group of players withdrawing from the Grand Slam tennis tournament because of the coronavirus pandemic. Three of the top seven women in the rankings, including number one Ash Barty, have pulled out of the U.S. Open, so has defending men's champion Rafael Nadal. And the oldest golf club in North America will host the 2024 President's Cup. Royal Montreal Golf Club was founded in 1873 and held the President's Cup in 2007. The U.S. won that edition, in which Canada's Mike Weir beat Tiger Woods in a Sunday singles match. Royal Montreal will become the second international venue to host the President's Cup more than once, joining Royal Melbourne Golf Club in Australia. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.